Cowboys.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. What's a green man's
combo? I'm sorry, I can't help it. Last night, I was talking to the meetup class. We lost internet, and we lost the telephone service here at the farm. And I was talking with our producer, and I mentioned this to the meetup group last night. I said, you know, what's the first thing you do when you're sitting at your computer and you're in the middle of nowhere and you lose internet and then you pick up the phone and you get a fast busy and you have no phone service and you have no internet and you do what I do for a living, if you will. I said, first thing you do is you take the safety off. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Your dial set correctly, too. USAprepares.com. We are delighted that you're here. Broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains from the farm today. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Podcasts are free at Genesis Communications Network. You can just go to USAprepares.com. Click on Listen to Vincent, GCN, and you can download the podcast for free. All of them. All of them. And converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vin Fennelli. Tom is producing the worldwide syndicated broadcast in Minnesota. You know, I was thinking about safety, and I was thinking about hunting. You know, I had a few gunshots going off in the area where I live. Now, remember your past Vice President Dick Cheney? Remember him? He was an avid hunter. Well, he was hunting with his best friend, and former Vice President Dick Cheney shot his best friend while they were hunting in the face with a shotgun. Now, I have to believe that if we entrusted our class with a shotgun, a high-powered rifle, or a handgun, you would be much more careful than was our former Vice President Dick Cheney. But if you heard a gunshot and you found out that someone else hunting in another hunting party was wounded, would you be able to lend assistance? So today, one of the things that we're going to talk about is gunshot wounds. And I'm delighted to introduce those new to the class to Dr. James Hubbard, a USAprepares.com instructor. He's been at the Get Prepared Expos. He's given seminars in person. He's been on the air with us. He's been practicing family medicine, starting in the 1980s in a Mississippi town. And years ago, he moved to Colorado Springs to continue practicing medicine part-time. But he has a quest to teach non-medical people as much medicine as he can. His website is thesurvivaldoctor.com. And we're going to talk about his new book a little bit later in the broadcast. It's called Living Ready Pocket Manual First Aid. So we'll discuss that a little bit later. Welcome, Dr. Hubbard.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Hubbard, it's great to hear your voice. You know, I really was thinking about Dick Cheney, because here you have, you're out in the woods, and your best friend shoots you in the face. That's really not a good situation. So if we just bring that to our discussion today in the broadcast classroom, What do we do? Seriously, what do we do if there's a gunshot wound and we are there to render medical assistance? What do we need to know? What do we need to think about? What do we certainly not do? So please, let's spend, I don't know, a substantial amount of time on that, because it is hunting season.
It is hunting season. One thing I remember growing up as a child in Mississippi is my father, holidays meant hunting season for him. He was out a lot. Speaking back to the Dick Cheney incident, I think several people there said, when asked what happened, they said, well, stuff happens. And so it does. Sometimes things just happen. People shoot other people. Okay, it's rare, but it happens. And, of course, there are other incidences around where people do get shot. So you do need to know a little bit about the first aid and what to do beyond if you're out in the middle of somewhere. And the first thing you do is what I say about all wounds is you stop the bleeding. In the Dick Cheney case, well, it was a shotgun. So I think that probably, although probably scattered a lot of places where he was injured, at least it wasn't a high velocity rifle that hit him in the head, and that would be a whole different incident. But if you were to be shot in the head, and with a shotgun or with some a pistol or something, then likely, at least it's from a little distance, and hopefully it won't go through the skull and the bone, and all you're interested in is soft tissue, because that's really all you can do anything about. If it goes through, then yes, you can try to stop the bleeding, but of course the brain damage is done. The other thing with a facial gunshot wound, there would be two things. One is to stop the bleeding. Secondly, is to make sure the airway's okay. I believe, again, in the Dick Cheney case, the gunshot injured his face and neck and chest. So what you'd do is, first off, if there were a significant amount of bleeding, and I'd be a lot more worried about a wound for bleeding in the neck, because if it hit one of those places, it's really a problem. And if it were in the neck, you'd have to try to put some sort of soft pressure and try to stop the bleeding. But like I said, the other thing is to make sure you've got a good breathing airway. The blood might get into the airway, and you need to make sure that you somehow drain that out, if that's a possibility. And again, it goes back to stopping the bleeding. Secondly, would be an actual damage to the airway. You probably couldn't do a lot about that, but you should. But there are a few things you could do. And the third thing would be swelling. The only thing you can do about the swelling would be to try to get them to medical attention as soon as possible. If you were to have, if you were prepared enough to have a little airway that you could put in on one of these little plastic things that goes down and through your tongue, and the person were to be in a semi-conscious state, then that would be one way to open the airway. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. It's a little plastic oral airway that you can, it's about maybe a couple of inches long, and it's curved, and you can put it in the mouth and keep the tongue away from the back of the throat so that the airway stays open, and the middle of the plastic has some openings for the air. But you can do that, or you could reposition him or her in any way that might keep the airway open better, on the side or tilt the neck back or anything. So back to the gunshot wounds in general, I would say after you've stopped the bleeding and made sure the airway is okay, the third thing is, if they're not already on the ground, have them lie on the ground, because of the possibility of fading and the possibility of more blood loss and stuff. And if it were a gunshot wound to the face, you might have them sitting up if they're feeling at least alert and that sort of thing. If they were not, I would have them lying down. For other gunshot wounds that are not involving the airway, I would have them lying down. So let's just go down a little bit from the head to the neck to the and the different parts of the body to see what you might do. Like I said, if you're in the neck, you've got to worry about one of those big arteries bleeding, and you've got to be able to try to stop that if you can at all possible. If it's the carotid artery, which is that big artery going to your brain, well, you're just not going to be able to do much. But if it were to be another one, you could be able to probably stop it with some direct pressure and make sure the airway stays open. In the chest, any time there's just soft tissue damage, if it just does not penetrate the chest or the abdomen or go deep into the leg, well, you've just got a wound there, and you try to keep that from bleeding. But if it were to get into the chest or the abdomen, then and really get into that cavity there, you really don't know what happens from there. Gunshot wounds, bullets can ricochet. They can break bones. They can ricochet off a bone. They can end up start off in the chest and end up in the abdomen. It's just really hard to say. And there's not a whole lot you can do other than one thing you could do is assess the internal bleeding by just checking the patient if the pulse is thready and going over 100 beats per minute, and the person looks like getting a little semi-conscious, then you got to think that there is an open gunshot or internal bleeding, and you better get them somewhere as quickly as you can. Transport them any way that you can. Call 911, call a helicopter, get them out of the woods, whatever it takes. But if they're, the other thing that could happen in a chest wound is it could hit a lung, collapse a lung. Most people can survive with one collapsed lung, although, albeit, they will be extremely short of breath. And so one of the things in the chest that you would do is, if you see some bubbles or hear a hiss or something, then you want to just put something over that to, keep the air from coming in from the outside and making it worse. And you can put just about anything on there. If you have a credit card or if you have a driver's license, just plop it right over the wound there. And when they, take in a deep breath, that credit card will suck up against the wound and press and keep it sealed. And when they breathe out, it'll give the chance for the air that shouldn't be in there to come out. So it becomes a one-way valve. If you don't have that, if you have some sort of any type of dressing will do.
Dr. Hubbard, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going to a break. Dr. Hubbard, MD, thesurvivaldoctor.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing thing for us to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I'm delighted to be with Dr. James Hubbard, the survivaldoctor.com. We're talking about what happens if you go hunting with Dick Cheney. And we're talking about gunshot wounds. We're talking about what would you do if you, obviously, we wouldn't expect that you would be so careless to have that happen. But in your hunting party, but if another hunting party has someone who has just been shot accidentally, what would you do? And Dr. Hubbard, you said something that was absolutely riveting. You talked about a bubbling or a gurgling sound. Please take us back to that. Now, what is that sound? And you talked about using a credit card to make a one-way valve. Please go back to that to make sure that we all understood what you're saying.
Sure. It's called a sucking chest wound. Usually the chest is a sealed compartment. There's no air that gets in externally. The only way it gets to the lung, and you could picture the lung as kind of a really, really fancy paper or sack that after it goes through the throat becomes two types of sacks, and these sacks cling to the chest wall through a bit of a fluid, and when we expand our chest and our diaphragm, the lungs increase and air moves in, and then when we breathe out, contract our chest, the air moves back out. And so that works well. But if you have some sort of injury, whether it be a knife wound or gunshot wound or anything that pierces that chest wall, then you have an external air area. And so then all that area that's usually very, very efficient becomes not so efficient. The lung can collapse, or it could have a damage in part of the lung where when you expand that chest, the air doesn't move in as well. And also, it doesn't move in as well, and the lung is smaller than it should be. And when you breathe out, the air comes back out through that, not only through your mouth, but through the hole. So in the hole, when you breathe in, the air comes in through the hole, and when you breathe out, the air hopefully goes out through the hole, and that's where you're going to hear the bubbles. And you have a collapsed lung in that situation, and you need to try to seal that area so that now when you breathe, you may have the damage that's already occurred, but when you breathe, the air is not going to be coming in externally through that hole. So one of the things you can do is kind of just clean it, the wound just a little bit, and then put any type of a plastic card over the wound, and the little excess amount of fluid on the wound is going to keep it stuck there. And every time you breathe in, then that's when you don't want the air to come in through that hole. So it doesn't. It'll seal. And when you breathe out, there's probably going to be enough pressure where that any of the excess air that's where it's not supposed to be can get out through that hole. So that it becomes a very efficient type and very easy way to treat a sucking chest wound until you can get further help. And it works well.
Dr. Hubbard, on television we've seen these war scenes where there's bleeding and the wound may be the size of a pinky, and the person attending to the wound in the battlefield may stick his or her finger in the wound to stop the bleeding. Let's say it's a chest wound. Is that something that if there's a gunshot wound in the field and there's profuse bleeding out of a wound like that, let's say it's in the abdomen somewhere, you would stick your finger in there to stop the bleeding? Is that if you can't find anything else? Or what do you do in that case?
Well, it's probably as good as anything if you have a wound to the abdomen or chest. But the fact is that bleeding is probably internal and coming from something that has been damaged that you cannot get to. If you were to, people use tampons are to stop that type of bleeding and just put it in there. Well, that's going to stop any bleeding that's from the muscle tissue or from an artery around that area and that sort of thing. But it's not going to do anything for that deep bleeding. And there's, like I said, there's just not a whole lot you can do in the field.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean Blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another two servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, if you go to USAPrepares.com, page one, there's a post. It says, Dr. James Hubbard, MD, USAPrepares.com, senior instructor, the survival doctor. You can click on that, and it'll take you to some posts that he has on the Internet. And then if you click on some of those posts, it'll take you right to his website. And he's got some very interesting information for you. Seriously, I suggest that you consider going to that. It doesn't cost anything to click on that post, usapreparedness.com, Dr. James Hubbard, MD. And Dr. Hubbard, we'll get to your book in just a second, if that's okay. I've heard stories about, oh, I've just got, you know, these old shotgun pellets in me from when I was, a child, and we were hunting, and I got shot, and, you know, I still have three of them in my butt. Is there any danger with leaving those lead pellets inside, you know, that kind of tissue?
There's a theoretical danger, I guess, of a little bit of lead getting in, and it would also depend upon how much you have. But just like you said, a lot of people say from military, they have shrapnel in them, and they've had it for years, and it's metal, and it doesn't cause the inflammation, and the body just kind of scars over it, and they live with it. It's certainly not something that's life threatening right away, and that's one of the things as you see on television and the movies a lot, where someone has a gunshot, say, to the abdomen, and they try and they use all their energy and their time trying to get the bullet out, and as soon as the bullet gets out, the person gets better. And you know, I just never have seen the point of that. Maybe somebody else will, but the bullet has already done the damage. And it's not really unless it were to be moving around in there, and you're going to keep the person still. So I think that you're wasting your time trying to get a bullet out in the field instead of treating what's already there. So if this bullet has entered the abdomen and into the abdominal cavity, there's no telling where it'll be. And if it's still in the muscle and the fat, well, great, but what you do is you just try to stop the bleeding around it. I don't see any reason to try to get a bullet out, especially in the field. And like you said, I've tried to get little metal parts out before and that are, you know, just maybe an inch or two into the arm or leg, and they move around like it's like a needle in the haystack, and they move, and it's really hard to get them out. Even, you know, with me taking my time, if you could go to a surgeon and they could certainly do a better job in the operating room. But again, I don't know what the surgeons would say about that, but I think that at least if you're in an emergency situation or in a survival situation, don't forget about this. The only thing the bullet could do is over a period of time, it could cause infection, but the probability that you're going to risk that you're going to give for more infection by trying to get it out in an unsterile environment is probably a lot more than what that the risk of that bullet. So that's one thing. And the other thing is that I see on television is the gunshot wound to the shoulder. And it's always, or almost always, they're okay, they're relieved. Well, that's true that it could be. But it just as easily could be really bad. If you have a gunshot wound, say, if you're at your shoulder joint and you move in just a little bit to the soft tissue there or in the chest, there's a whole lot of things there. There's a lot of big nerves and arteries it's not a relief if you have a gunshot wound that goes, or any type of wound that goes into the, shoulder, even if it comes out the other side, which a lot of times they say, well, it came out the other side, and that's fine. Now, if it were to be on the outside of a leg or an arm or something, it's probably going to just hit muscle. And yes, if it didn't break the bone and it just hit the muscle, then yeah, you're probably just going to need to put a little dressing on that and try to do things to keep it from getting infected. And this is more likely that it's not going to be really, really serious. Did you see, I know you didn't. You don't have time to watch television, but the Blacklist. I was watching The Blacklist last night, and it's a show about people in the CIA, and somebody in a group came in with their guns and hit someone in the thigh, and it's really horrendous wound that they had in the thigh, and they were losing blood and things. And I thought that was interesting because they tried to treat that over a period of time. And they try to stop the bleeding, and they lay the person down. And when the bleeding wouldn't stop, they put on a tourniquet. And that, and when you're in an extremity, you're at least at the advantage if you have a gunshot wound to an extremity that you can, if pressure, you should always try just direct pressure first. But if you've hit an artery and it's really bleeding quite a bit, and you usually know that because the pressure won't help or that blood is spurting out, then use a tourniquet. And that's what they did. And the tourniquet is, I think that people use tourniquets, emergency people use tourniquets more now than they used to. It, number one is that it can save a life. And we've always had that saying, save a life, and lose a limb. It's better to save a life and lose a limb. But also we're finding that you can keep a tourniquet on for longer than we thought. Whether you lose the limb or not depends a lot on the damage that's already been done to the wound through the wound. And really depends a lot on that. Otherwise you can keep the tourniquet usually on for, a few hours without, typically losing limb. There are exceptions, of course. If you have bad circulation or something like that, it's going to be easier. And I'm sure that there are some people that lose limb. But what I'm getting at is if there's a lot of bleeding and you're afraid that the person is going to bleed out, put a tourniquet on. Learn how to do it. It's really easy. You've got it on tight enough when the bleeding stops.
Dr. Hubbard, when I was in high school back in the late 60s and early 70s, we studied the Red Cross First Aid Manual, and we learned about tourniquets. And one of the things that I remember our first aid teacher telling us was, when do you release a tourniquet? Never! When do you release a tourniquet? Never! all these years I can remember him saying that. You never release the pressure on a tourniquet. That, at least that's what we were taught. Now, is that true? Is that true today?
I would keep that. I would. Your teacher did a good job. If you still remember that, if you have a tourniquet on, and certainly if it's going to be within a few hours, there's no reason to try to release it. Because you're going to run the risk that might not be able to stop the bleeding again. So keep that tourniquet on if you're expecting help within, a few hours or you're able to get there. If you're in a situation where you know you're not going to get help or it's been, multiple hours, then if it were me, and I don't know of anything that I can back this up with proof, but if it were me, I might try to let that tourniquet off a little bit, and if the bleeding starts to back again, then start applying a little direct pressure, and the direct pressure and the letting of the tourniquet off so that you're getting a little circulation might give you a better chance of saving the limb. And then with gradual more time, a little bit more direct pressure, I'll try the tourniquet off a little bit more. Because it's such a bad situation if you're not going to be able to get to a doctor for a long period of time.
Dr. Hubbard, as you know, I'm a cattle farmer, and there's an expression that cattle farmers use when they talk about calves and bull calves, and they'll say that, I cut them. And what they really mean is they've taken a sharp knife and they've castrated the calf, and a castrated bull calf is now a steer, unable to reproduce. Now, other farmers like myself don't like to cut the cow's testicles. And so what we would do is we would use what is called banding. And this is a small rubber band about the size of a dime that will expand to about, maybe a 3-inch diameter. And we will put that at the top of the testicles. And that's a tourniquet. And by not releasing that tourniquet, the testicles of the calf will dry up from the lack of circulation and literally fall off. And that's the most humane way of doing it that I can think of. But the reason I'm mentioning this, and I know it's pretty graphic, the reason I'm mentioning this is because that is a tourniquet, and that calf is going to lose his that part of his anatomy from the result of the tourniquet. So what I'm trying to say is I think we should be judicious when we apply a tourniquet. Would you agree with that?
We should be very judicious, and it should only be if there's going to be a life that's saved, like I said, and you can't stop it in other ways, like with direct pressure. I use that same type of situation on little skin tags and things on people. You can tie a string around it, a suture that's not going to break easily, tie it and cut off the circulation, it will come off. And, of course, that's eventually what would happen to an extremity. First off, you'd start losing a little bit of damaging a little bit of tissue, and then it would get more and more and more. So you want to certainly just don't want to use a tourniquet willy-nilly, but it's to save a life. And some people would then say, well, what about the quick glider, the Celox things? I say that that can be used, but it needs to be used judiciously again, not just for any type of cut.
Okay, when we come back, you've got something special to tell us about your newest book. I think it's fascinating. I think it's something that we want to hear about. And you've also got an offer for us. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
The Electronic Frontier Foundation, or EFF, fights to protect your rights in the digital world. When a patent troll threatened podcasters, they fought back. EFF has also defended your right to encryption and has sued the NSA to end the government's mass suspicionless surveillance. There are different ways you can help EFF, from donations, to signing petitions, to writing your representatives, to just spreading the word. Find out more at EFF.org. That's EFF.org.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the season,
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, I'd like to make a suggestion. Thanksgiving is almost here. Christmas is right around the corner. I'd like to suggest that you don't buy anything. Don't buy anything that is not useful for those loved ones in your family. Consider educational, practical, and useful items only. That's what I do. And in that line of thinking, I'd like to suggest that you consider, for less than $10, the price of 2 cups of Starbucks coffee, the Living Ready Pocket Manual, First Aid, Fundamentals for Survival, written by your USAPrepares.com senior instructor, Dr. James Hubbard. Dr. Hubbard, please tell us about it and how we can get it. I see it on Amazon right now, $9.61.
Yes, it is. And it's regularly priced for $12.99. On Amazon, it's less than $10. And the other thing is, right now you can go to the Living Ready online website, and Living Ready is the name of the publisher, and that's why they named the book Living Ready. But it's Living Ready online, or you can go to my The Survival Doctor and click on books. Either way, you can go and find the Living Ready pocket manual. At that point of for this week, they're selling the book for $6.50. In addition to that, if you can order the PDF version and put in a code of First Aid, and when you get to the shopping cart, put in First Aid, and you'll get the PDF for free. So you get the PDF and the book for $6.50, and then there's some charge for shipping and tax. So either way, it's pre-order right now. So you could certainly make it a present, and it's, I think it, I've had some feedback that a lot of people are making it presents for people that they have, that they need to give gifts to. But whether or not it'll make it to you by Christmas, I cannot guarantee it. Pretty soon we're going to have a little gift certificate certificate up at our website says, you know, that you could put that under the tree, or you could put part of the PDF under the tree or something like that. But I think it makes a great present. It's a fantastic time to buy it right now. It says it's a first aid book, and it is. But I think it goes a little bit beyond that and tells you more what, like I've been talking here about what to do if you cannot get to a medical facility right away, or it's going to be, you know, long, many hours that you can get there, it get to you, and when you should really force the issue and have somebody try to go out and find some way to get medical help right away. There's chapters on everything from gunshot wounds to puncture wounds to bites to burns. There's a chapter on all sorts of insect spider bites, insect bites of other types, what to do for local reactions, what to do if you have a severe anaphylactic reaction, life-threatening reaction. There's a book on, there's a chapter on sprains and breaks and what to do there. And on spinal injuries, one of the things that happens during gunshot wounds to the abdomen or chest is that there are sometimes spinal injuries. The book tells you, gives you some ideas about what to look for, when to suspect that, and what to do if you suspect a spinal injury. It also tells you on these internal injuries how a lot of times there's not going to be spurting of blood out through the wound. It's going to be all internal. Even sometimes it happens in thigh wounds. It tells you when to expect this and what to do.
Class, so how about a first aid book written by a medical doctor, a family practicing medical doctor, a doctor who's seen it, who's been there? Dr. James Hubbard, MD. And you go to the website, usapreparis.com, and you'll click on the post. You'll see Dr. Hubbard. You can click on that. It'll take you to his website, and you can buy the books. Less than $10. What's better than that as a Christmas gift? Seriously. A physical copy plus the PDF. Less than $10. I'm all in. Dr. James Hubbard, thanks so much for being with us, and I'm all excited about talking to you about the expo.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt, and so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information. No obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.